Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. I am Pastor Roland. And I'm a very special pastor because I have the key. I have the key to your recovery. Now, most people have a lot of problems, increasing problems as they age. You know, when we're young, we have parents that are nagging us, and bullies at school, and boyfriends that take advantage of us, and girlfriends that tease us, or what have you. Maybe an older brother who's cruel, or a sister who's vicious. You know, those kinds of things. Maybe a dad that's an alcoholic, or a dad that's gone, or absent, or violent, or mom is nagging, or mom is an emotional basket case. You know, we have all that stuff. Being young, we're resilient, and so on. Then we go off out to the workaday world, and we encounter gossip and unfairness and injustice at the workplace, or we go off to college, and there, you know, things happen. People get date raped, and we're corrupted. It used to be people would get corrupted at college. You know, now I guess they get corrupted with promiscuous premarital sex and drugs and alcohol and so on when they're in high school or junior high, I guess. So what is happening, ladies and gentlemen? What is happening? Oh, yes, but then things progress to marriage troubles, relationship problems, and then, of course, the ubiquitous health problems and bills and so on. So there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, I was laughing because I thought of an old expression that you see sometimes on T-shirts, but it's not appropriate to say on the radio. But, you know, it says life is a bleep and then you die, something like that. Or life is a bleep sandwich and then you die. I'm sure you've seen the T-shirts. Well, you know, there's some truth to it, but it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. And there are just some very basic things to realize, but you have to realize them deeply. And in order to realize them deeply, you have to be willing to admit some things about yourself, some things that you've done wrong, like resent your mom and resent your dad and hate your brother, and you know, that sort of thing, being catty with people and being dishonest and phony and being ambitious and selfish and you know, all the usual things. And then there are wrongs that we commit that we don't even know that we've committed them. They're not even wrongs, really. They're just errors. See, errors. But the point that I want to let me make, this is a good place for making a point. Because I've been reading some books lately. I've been reading some books about the universe by Stephen Hawking. In fact, one right here. It's called The Grand Design by Stephen Hawking. He also wrote A Brief History of Time. He's the physicist, you know, the famous physicist, and he's a mathematician, but I've been reading those books, and there's, frankly, some of what they say is right, and then they also miss the boat big time, but some of the things they say is right. For example, in Stephen Hawking's book, The Grand Design, about the structure of the universe, he begins one chapter and he says, "The universe is comprehensible because it is governed by scientific laws." Well, that is true. The universe is comprehensible because it is governed by scientific laws. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in RealPlayer or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
My name is Roland Trujillo, and I'm back. I was saying that according to Mr. or Dr. Stephen Hawking, the universe is comprehensible because it is governed by laws. Well, that is indeed true. And I say to you, in fact, I have a nice section in my book about marriage, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, where I point out that if it is true, and I hope you don't disagree with Stephen Hawking, who happens to be one of the world's foremost experts on, physics and the structure of the universe. If it is true that the universe is governed by laws, then might it not also be true that human beings or human behavior are governed by laws? If the Creator created his universe and has it subject to laws, then perhaps he has laws that, or principles, which I like to call them, principles by which to live life. And if we were to violate those principles, if we were to err in things that we do because we haven't been taught the principles, see, or we've been mistaught, or the principles have been suppressed, or we've heard them but we didn't pay them any mind, or we heard them and we rebelled against them, well, then wouldn't that result in possible chaos in our life as the errors are built in? You can imagine, for example, if in the design of a bridge, or the design of a building, or the design of an airplane, if there were design flaws, see, errors, see, wasn't there some kind of an error in the space shuttle disaster, some kind of an O-ring, if I'm not mistaken? Something was wrong with the design or manufacture of it. Some error crept in and it led to tragedy. But some people didn't know. Maybe some did. But the astronauts and so forth, they didn't know about that error. And so to make a long story short, I say to you that you need to grasp principles for living. And those principles would lead you not only to a happy life, a safe life, a productive life, see, but they might even lead to the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Life is a school. There are things to learn if you are to make the transition. See, the soul is a bridge. The soul is a bridge between the material realm and the spiritual realm. And if you are at some point going to make the transition, you need to be prepared. Your soul has to be readied for that journey. Otherwise, you won't make it. Now, there's so much I could say about this topic, but if I do, I'm afraid I would just go over your heads. I don't think you're mature enough or awake enough or smart enough, I'm sorry, but I'm just being honest, to follow me. And so I will not go any further with that, but I will keep it all very simple for you. I'll keep it all very simple. Now let me just give you one little thought here about the subject at hand, and that is if things are going wrong in your life, then quite possibly it is because you are making some errors that you don't even realize that you are. So how are you going to be able to see those errors, see, and see them in the light of the principles that you have fallen from? If you become aware of the principle, you recognize it, you see the principle, see, and then in light of that principle, you say, oh, he, oh, I see where I messed up. See, then you'll see it. See? Now, that's why I don't condemn people who are making mistakes, whose life has gotten to be a mess and so on. I don't condemn them because most of the time they don't know. They really don't know. They may guess that they're doing something wrong. They may have a sneaking suspicion, but they really don't know because they haven't been taught or they're not aware enough to see. And that's the wonderful thing about the good Lord. The good Lord wants us to be able to understand where we failed. See, he doesn't force it upon us. See, he makes us aware when we've erred by way of conscience so that we can see our error and understand and say, oh, I see. I see. That's what he likes. He likes for us to be able to realize and to see where we erred. And why does he want us to see where we erred so we can no longer err? See? All right. Now, why is it then that we don't see our errors? Why do we not grasp the principles? Well, there are many reasons, but the main reason is, number one, we haven't been taught. We haven't been taught them. But there's an even more important reason, and that is because most of us have sort of been taught some of these principles, but we haven't grasped them deeply, and we've fallen away from them. And the reason why is because we are no longer awake and aware. Instead, we are lost in thinking, lost in daydreams, lost in imagining. See? Lost in fantasy. Fantasy fueled by music and by drugs and by outside stimuli. See, we overreact with excitement or resentment to things on the outside, and then we take them inside, and then on the inside we go over them again and again, what happened in the past, what somebody said to you, what you saw, what you did, see? And you become a creature of those trauma, of those things that got in from the outside. And then you keep returning to them over and over again. See? Well, how then can you... But you see, what happens is we're lost in our thinking, see? And the educational system has failed us miserably. And I'm not just talking about the U.S. one, although now it's gotten so bad that U.S. students are almost at the bottom of the list. You know, kids from Sri Lanka and Nairobi, you know, Kenya and assorted to what used to be called third world countries, now they're excelling in math and science, see, and our kids are at the bottom. What's going on? Something's wrong. Something is wrong. But never mind that for the moment. The educational system in general has failed students because it teaches them that you find answers in thinking, which is not true. So it makes them study and focus and concentrate. And all that does is lead them into a hypnotic state, leads them into a hypnotic trance, where they are even more lost in thinking, more lost in fantasy, more lost in imagination. And that's where they look for answers, but the answers are not there. The awareness is not there. The principles are not there. And so what you need is to be able to come out of your imagination and your thinking and rise up to a level of consciousness where you're once again awake and aware. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level. Online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting, you know, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately. with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable. Where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake, with me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. I'm your host. My name is Roland Trujillo. I'm a very nice pastor, and I'm a good counselor. And I tell you the truth. I tell you the truth. Now, it can be a bit painful at times to hear the truth, but it's like a good pain. You know, it's like having an abscessed tooth pulled. First, it's painful to have it removed, but then afterwards you're glad, see, and you're better. And what I'm doing today is I'm seeking to make you aware of the fact that you're not aware. Make you aware of the fact that you're hardly even awake. Most people walk around in some level of trance because we spend our time watching television, surfing the internet, playing video games or what have you, listening to music. All of these are trance-inspiring, by the way. And the trance is undetectable. You can't tell that a person is in a trance, but they're in a mild trance, whereby are subject to outside a suggestion, outside cues and instruction, which then program them. And when you see people studying, lost in study, poring over books or focusing and concentrating, See, the proof of it is, like, have you ever seen people that do these crossword puzzles? First thing in the morning, they get the newspaper and they sit there and do crossword puzzles. Or the first thing they do is they pull out their little Android or their little mobile device and they start, you know how they run their thumb over to move things up and down and find out who's emailed them and so on? What they're doing is they're just entering into a little trance. They're entering into a little hypnotic trance. Measurable escape from reality, see? Because we feel comfortable down there, lost in our thinking and lost in our fantasy and lost in that distracted state. But the problem is, when you're lost in that distracted state, not only are you not in control of your life, not only are you suggestible and programmable, but you're not fully awake or fully aware, especially not fully aware. And so you make mistakes not being fully awake. It's like the person driving down the freeway and they're so lost in a daydream they go right past the freeway entrance they were supposed to turn on. See, or someone's lost in a conversation and they go right past the exit they were supposed to get off at because they were totally oblivious to it. See? So you get on a train or you get on the bus and here comes the pickpocket and he looks for the person that's engrossed in conversation or engrossed in a cell phone conversation or engrossed in the internet or engrossed in reading, and he knows it's easy pickings because that person is unaware. See? Well, so the point is that we need to be aware. Now, why do we need awareness? So that you can be aware of those delicate principles of living to which I had alluded. And then you can handle better interactions with your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife, and so on. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes.
The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Welcome back. Now, how are you going to be aware? How are you going to recover this awareness of which I speak so that you're not lost, absorbed in thought and absorbed in the various things? See, that doesn't mean that you can't, look at the internet or read a book or have a conversation or listen to music. I'm not saying you can't do those, but you must learn how to do them without being absorbed by them. See, you must have, a certain level of sensory awareness. You know, like if you go to a movie, there's how people get so caught up in the movie, you get so caught up and lost in the movie, you feel like you're part of the movie. That's not good. Instead, make sure you notice the audience. Sit there, see the movie, hear what's being said, but also notice the audience. That way you remain aware. See, nobody will sneak up on you. And, you will not be dangerously absorbed into an unaware state. So now, why do we need awareness? So you can handle delicate moments with your partner, with your wife, your husband, your mom, your dad, your son, your daughter, your neighbor. See? Now, the highest law of the universe, the highest law, there are many laws, the highest one is the law of love. The highest one is the law of love. People don't know what love is. But whatever love is, that's the highest law. See? Justice is nice, but there's also mercy, you see. You see the difference between justice and mercy. Justice is good, but mercy is very sweet. Now, if you resent your partner, if you resent your mom, you resent your brother, you resent your husband, if you resent anyone and or judge them, condemn them, see them make a mistake and puff up like a cobra, puff up inside and feel self-righteous when you see their error, see, or you resent them, well then you're violating this law of love because you're hating. That's what resentment is. That's what judgment is in condemning. You're playing judge and jury. You're acting like the king. You're playing God, judging another person. See how that works? But you're also violating the law of love. So now do you see why resentment? Can you see how resentment can ruin your life, can ruin your health, can ruin your marriage, your relationship, can ruin everything? Resentment. That's right. It also makes you exquisitely sensitive. And resentment leads to unhappiness, depression, nervousness, tension, bitterness. See? All of those things. Why? Because resentment violates the law of love. See? So I've given you something very beautiful to take home with you. Now, if you'd like to rise in awareness, to learn how to get out of your thinking so you're not lost in thinking and lost in emotions, and you can begin to see these delicate principles, realize your error, and then start living properly and wisely again, then you should get my meditation. It'll show you how to come back to awareness, to the eternal now where God lives. He doesn't live in your imagination, your fantasy, or your thinking. He lives in the eternal now.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us.
I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's program. I know I did. We talked about I touched upon some advanced topics. I hope you enjoyed them. I would like you to share in my joy and come back to a happy life, a carefree life, a sweet life, and become free of your addictions and all your awful things. See? And begin to understand how you've erred. And then you can straighten up and fly right. You should get my very simple meditation. I've made some new ones. One for stress, one for PTSD, another one for anger. You really should go to commonsensecounseling.org. Get the meditation, get a couple of my books, and start living again.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's R-O-L-A-N-D. T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.